You're listening to SBS News.
Dean here said he might start getting his haircut here. I said, I'm booked out till January.
At a hairdressing salon in southeast Melbourne, staff shortages are taking a toll on business and the spirit of manager Paula Ford.
Well, we're constantly having to turn away regular clients that have been coming here for 20 plus years, and we just can't fulfil our clients' needs, which is a shame because people love coming here.
Innovision Salon has been trying to recruit a hairdresser for over a year without success.
We're looking for someone either part-time, full-time. It's gotten to desperate stakes where we're just happy to take on someone that's keen and got some experience.
Hairdressers are in short supply nationwide. They feature on a skills shortage list, the 2022 skills priority list. It includes 286 occupations in dire shortage, up from 153 a year ago. The Minister for Skills and Training, Brendan O'Connor, has blamed the Morrison government for the shortfall.
A shortage that has been made worse by failure to plan, failure to supply the skills needed by way of training, education or skilled migration, a failure of the previous government to do the right thing here.
The opposition spokeswoman for industry skills and training, Susan Lee, says more progress could have been made if the government picked up its proposal to allow pension and veteran recipients to work more without having their benefits cut.
If they had done that, we could have started to see older Australians take up positions in businesses that are crying out for labour.
The sectors where shortages are rife include health, education and trades. The Chief of Policy and Advocacy at the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, David Alexander, says targeted funding is needed to boost traineeships and apprenticeships.
We think as soon as possible. The needs are clearly right now, where employers are very much running right now to employ extra people. So the sooner these programs can get up and running, the better.
A shortage of talent is leading some companies to overpromote or overcompensate new workers, according to a study by RMIT Online. Almost half of Australian managers surveyed by it feel they had to overpay new hires in the past year due to market competition and high expectations from candidates. Around 40% thought those hired lacked the skills or experience to be in their new roles. The interim CEO of RMIT Online, Claire Hopkins, has this advice for employers.
To help new hires get up to speed quickly, really overinvest in their onboarding so they understand how a business works and who they go to who for what and how it all comes together. They have to invest in the training up front and quickly so that employees are learning those new skills within that new business context.
How best to address shortages will be discussed by skills ministers from across the country at a ministerial meeting on Friday. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.